The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Yuma Daf Zayin. The Gemara on Amud Beis learns that a kal v'chomer, that a person should be memashmesh b'tvilah b'chol shvah. The key for a person to not forget about the tvilah that are on him, but to touch the tvilah. We have different places in the davening where we're memashmesh b'tvilah. The Gemara learns this out from the tzitz. The tvilah, the Gemara learns that a kal v'chomer, tvilah has more askaros. The tzitz only says kodesh l'Hashem, and the tvilah has more shemis Hashem. Tosfos says, that's a kal v'chomer. On the other hand, tefillin maybe has less kedusha. By tefillin, the shemos are covered over a mechupa boer. They're covered over. Maybe the tzitz where the shem Hashem is open is golui, needs more consideration, needs more focus, more kavana. Maybe there's only a chiyuv to be mamashmish in the tzitz, not in the tefillin. Answers Tosfos that it is not a real kal v'chomer. The rabbanon were misak in the din of mamashmish b'tefillin. That's Tosfos says that the Gemara is Shalai Kafi Pshutai. The Briskerov explained the Shita of the Rambam a different approach. Briskerov explained that the point is not whether the Shemois are Begoli or Mechusa. Why shouldn't that be a Pircha on the Kal V'chomer? Because the Isser of Hesach Hadas is not on a Hesach Hadas and Askara. Well, what does this mean when the Gemara says that a person has to be mamashmish with tefillin, he's not allowed to be mesiach daiti with tefillin because of the askoris? Does that mean that he's not allowed to be mesiach that's like a zulzul in the Shem Hashem? It's a zulzul in the askoris. He's forgetting, he's belittling the Shem Hashem but not keeping himself constantly aware that the Shem Hashem is on him? Or no? The pshat is that the Shem Hashem creates the reality, the kedushas of tefillin. A person is not allowed to be mesiach das from the tefillin. The tefillin itself has a din not to be that one is not allowed to be mesiach das from it. What creates the kedushas atvilin? The kedushas atvilin is created al yedei Hashem. So what's the difference if the shame is begoli or the shame is besesi? The point is not where the shame is in reference to the person who's wearing the tefillin or wearing the tzitz. The purpose of the shame is to give the tzitz or the tefillin itself the kedusha. So let's say it is covered all by leather. The tefillin is more kaddish than the tzitz. The tzitz only has one shame on it, and the tefillin in it, you're right, it's not on it, it's covered over, it's in the parchment, it's in the cloth that's inside, the writing that's inside the tefillin, but the tefillin itself has more kedusha. It's not allowed to be mesiach das from the tefillin. In Tosfos, it would seem that the issur of hesach hadas is from the askara, as I state before in Ritva. The Ritva says that there's a din in Shem Hashem, that it's a zulzul for a person, the same way it's a zulzul for a person to say bracha levatolo. It's a zulzul for a person to throw out a bracha without thinking about the Shem Hashem. The chiyuv that a person is mechuyuv to be mechaven the Shem Hashem when he makes any bracha, any of the 100 or so brachas that he makes a day. That's the lashon of the Ritva. Tosfos seems to agree with that. But the Rambam, if you look at Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet Halacha Yudal, says clearly that when he brings the Kal V'chomer, he says that Tefillin has more kedusha than the tzitz. He doesn't talk about the fact that there are more askaros, you have to have more consideration, more care, more kavod for the Shem Hashem. The point is that because of the Shemos, the Tefillin has more kedusha than the tzitz, and Memela doesn't make a difference if it's covered over or not. Ad kan divrei Habriskerov to Miyashiv Tosfos Kashma, according to the Rambam. Let's take a deeper look at the issur of Hesach Hadas and Tefillin. There's somewhat of a difficulty in the sugya. The Rosh is in Brachas in the third perek, I think it's Simon Chof Ches, and the Rosh talks about over there the fact that there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says that Shenes Arai is Mutu B'Tvil. Gemara in Sukkah talks about Shenes Arai, Shenes Kvan, reference to Sukkah, and the Gemara over there adds that in reference to Hilchas Tvilin, Shenes Arai is Mutu and Tvilin. In fact, the Rosh, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina, Ein Hesach Adas Godel Mizeh. Persons mechuyif to be mashmish with tefillin v'chol yoyim. The reason why we don't wear tefillin the whole day is because we're mesiach das. One of the reasons we're mesiach das with tefillin. But the real way of wearing tefillin is that one is supposed to constantly think about the tefillin. The tefillin shal aroish especially create the thought process of a person. The tefillin shal ayad create the action, the maisim of a person. A person has to be constantly focused on tefillin. We're not on that madrega. That's why we don't wear tefillin. and a person is mechuyisvim and mashmish with tefillin b'chayoyim, but he's allowed to fall asleep in the tefillin? Ein lecha hesach nas gedoyl mizu. He's forgetting about the tefillin. Zok to Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rosh brings it down. That hesach hadas is only when a person, hesach hadas doesn't mean a person not thinking about tefillin. There's no chiyuv for a person to think, to be constantly focused on his tefillin the whole day. Not like the inspirational way we just said it now, that the person has to be focused on his tefillin the whole day. He has to constantly be focused on the tefillin shaboy and think about the fact that he's carrying the tefillin with the Shem Hashem on him. No. A person is not allowed to be mezalzel in the tefillin. What's a zilzul in tefillin? Since the tefillin is the davar kadosh, l'man tiyateres Hashem b'ficha, the pasuk says, the ultimate purpose of the tefillin is to create a reality of l'man tiyateres Hashem b'ficha, therefore a person is not allowed to be oimid b'kalos rosh v'schoik, but being going about one's business, standing in a store and selling pickles, or even sleeping, if that's what's necessary. Again, shenis kva is not because a person falls to a deep sleep, his body is at risk of not being in a state of guf noki. That's something else. That itself is an issue. The tefillin is not allowed to go together with a guf sheni noki. But a shenis arai, otherwise known as a drimel, nodding off, it doesn't create a risk factor that he's not going to have a guf noki. There it's only a matter of hadas. He says it's not a problem. Person not allowed to take a dremel. He's tired. He's not allowed to nod off. He's not allowed to take a 5-minute nap. Of course he is. So memela at kamele, he's allowed to take a nap. He's not doing anything wrong. It's not a zulzul. It's not kalos reshus choyk. Standing around and chapping a shmooze, talking about whatever it is, that's a zulzul lamanti yateres Hashem b'ficha. That he's not allowed to do. The lashon of the rosh is v'hamenamnim shecheach mihav le'olam. A lot better to doze off than to sit and talk gossip, to trade lashon hara. Person talks chayk v'kalas rosh. He's being misasik b'hav le'olam. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, a person's menamnim. He's shecheach mihav le'olam. He's not thinking about narishkeit. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Yoina in the rosh. It's a new definition of what has of the issur of hesgadas and tzulnit. Not a matter of that, a person has to be focused on the tefillin all the time. A person is not allowed to be kalos in a state of kalos reish v'schoik. The Shagas Arye in Siman Lamedtes argues on the Rabbeinu Yoina, on the Rosh, based on the Ramban, and others. He says that the Ramban in Perek Dalid clearly says that if it's tire, a person just went through a troubling time, a person just had a big financial loss, a person, somebody's sick in the family, a person's in a state where he's wrapped up in something he's going through, he's a mitztayer. Mitztayer is potter from certain things because he can't. According to the Gemara Bracha says, a mitztayer can't dive him properly. The Rambam says a mitztayer is not allowed to put on tefillin. Mishayin died to Yushevis, somebody who's not calm, is also with tefillin. Why? Tefillin also behesachadas. Now, a person who's wrapped up in grief because he just lost Rachman on son, a close relative, a close friend, he might be a mitztayer, but he's certainly not a schoik v'kalus roishnik. He's not oimid in a state of zilzul. If the Rabbeinu Yoina was right that the only issue is to be in a matzav of zulvul and tefillin, what's the problem with the mitzvah? Clearly, the Ramban says in Teres Odom is the Ramban sefer. It's printed in the Chiddush Ramban on Hilchos Avelus. Over there, he talks about also mitzvah and a person who's sitting shiva not wearing tefillin. B'shas evil hespiru bechi is also mitzvah mishum hesach hadas. Clearly, not like Rabbeinu Yoina. The question is, according to them, we understand why you need mishmush always in the tefillin. We understand that the din to be mashmush b'tefillin is because hesach hadas is taka also b'tefillin. If a person is obsessing about the fact they just lost $250,000 on the stock market, if he's wrapped up in grief because a close relative passed away, so he can't concentrate on the tefillin. Memela, even when he's not in such a state, he has to be mashmush b'tefillin b'chol yom. But according to Rabbeinu Yoina, that says that the issur of hesach hadas and tefillin is only, they shouldn't be in a state of kalos roish, why does he have to be mashmash tefillin? Is that some type of new halacha? What does one have to say? One has to say, that according to Rosh, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, the purpose of the mishmash is in order that he shouldn't be bold in day kalos roish. Not that without the mishmash he's in a state which is, he's violating the kedushas of tefillin, but the mishmash, maybe it's in the rabbanon, is a necessary step in order to prevent him from slipping into. A person is walking by a newsstand and he's about to pick up a tabloid and read whatever narishkeit is written over there, and all of a sudden he's mamashmash b'tfilah, out of habit he puts it down. He doesn't pick up a newspaper. He's about to he's wearing his tefillin, and he gets into his car to drive to work, and he's about to turn on a talk radio, and then he realizes he's wearing tefillin. The mishmush betefillin prevents him from slipping into a state of kalus rosh. Okay, according to the Rambam, it's much more kapashpus. He has to be mamashmus because hezekar as kipshuta is also in tefillin. Again, this is very not so negated to us. Where it is negated to us is the zehirus of not slipping into a state of kalus rosh, focusing on kedushas beis haknesses. Kedusha said tefillah and Torah in the few minutes before davening, after davening, talking during davening with the tefillah on is upgraded. Talking during davening, God love him in the soy. But what happens if a person is wearing tefillah a few minutes afterwards, and somebody wants to tell him the whatever breaking news or whatever sports headline there was the night before? He didn't take off his tefillah yet. So besides for the Irish guys, I'm talking about these things, okay? But having the tefillah. Shal Roshay, he's standing and he's talking. Talking about Narish Gaiten. That's also with the Tvilin. Now that's also the Kuliyam. So that would be the purpose of the Mishmash B'Tvilin according to the other Shita. The Shagatai asked another major kasha from our Sugi. The Gemara that we're learning, that Zion talks about it. Who wears Tvilin? Does the Kohen Gadol wear the Kohen Hedit with tefillin? Was it a chatzitza in the wearing of the Big Day Kuna? And the Sugi Baos, it says that there's a chiv mishmush tefillin from the tzitz. They're talking about tefillin. Let's go to the Kavu Chaim and Baos and the Gemara from tzitz. Tzitz is mishum kalus rosh. You're learning out of Kavu Chaim the din of mishmush, which according to Rabbi Yoyin and the Rosh is only mishum zilzul and kalus rosh, like we said. Is that what's learned out of tzitz? B'shas avoid anyways. B'shom na'avod cho b'yira k'me oilom l'shonu k'admai niyoiz. Beis HaMikdash, the avoid has to be performed b'yira, b'har Hashem yiroa. The presence of Hashem was felt tangibly. There's a mitzvah of Moira Mikdash. There's an Isser. An Isser deraisa of standing in the Beis HaMikdash anyways, standing in the Beis HaMikdash. In a matzvah of Kalos Rosh. The purpose of Mishmush and the Tzitz was to get rid of Kalos Rosh. This is the Shagatai's massive kasha on Rabbeinu Yoina from our Gemara. What do you have to say? You have to say that even though the Gemara is learning it out of a Kal V'Chomer, it sounds like it's two different dins. It sounds like it's two different dinim. The din of the tzitz is a din that it should be lezikaron lefnei Hashem. Al mitzchoy tomid, the lashon of the pasuk is al mitzchoy tomid, means not only on his head but in his head. It has to be in his mind, in his conscious presence, that he's wearing the tzitz, that he's wearing the shem Hashem. Al mitzchoy, the key of mitzvah saseh of tefillin is to keep in mind that one is carrying the shem Hashem on one's head, on one's arm. One is binding to one's arm, one is binding to one's head, one's mind, the shem Hashem. So, let's say, according to Rabbeinu Yoinin, according to the Rosh, one falls asleep. You're right, he's not mekayim, the conscious, keeping in mind that he has the Shem Hashem on him. But it's not an Isser. The Isser, according to Rabbeinu Yoinin and the Rosh, is only in a state of Schoik, the Kalos Rosh. When he falls asleep, he's not in a state of Schoik, the Kalos Rosh. Is it a kiyum of the mitzvah of Tvilin, of being mamashmish, of bearing in mind, of focusing on the Shem Hashem? No. There's no Isser, but the tzitz would be anyways an Isser. B'shas avoided this, choyf v'kalos rosh, is anyways an Isser derais to be in the Beis HaMikdash. The din that we have, the specific din that we have by tzitz, is a din that the kium of wearing the tzitz in the Kohen Gadol is that it should be al mitzchoy tomid, he's not Messiah Das. Says that when the Kohen Gadol, al mitzchoy, it's mechaper, al tumas mikdash gadoshev. There's a kapara that's affected by the wearing of the tzitz. That's because the Kohen Gadol is focused on it. That din is a din we learn out with the Kal V'Chomer and Mishmush of Tefillin, we learn out the Tefillin. But then there's another, the Isser is only B'Schoik V'Kalos Rosh. According to the Ramban, the way we described it, the way the Shagatai says it, there is an Isser, even without B'Schoik V'Kalos Rosh, there's an Isser when a person is not focused, when a person loses track of the Tefillin Shal Rosh, he's Mesir Das from the Kedushas of Tefillin, there's an Isser. Is the Pshat that there's no mitzvah of wearing tefillin all when one is mitzvah, that's not clear. It could be that they hold that even though there would be a key in mitzvah if one is not focused on the tefillin, but there's an issur of hezgadat. The hezgadat itself would answer wearing the tefillin. So that remains still to be seen if the according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban that is an Isser Hezekadat, even without Chayichu Kalzoresh, the Pshat is because that is the mitzvah of Tvilim. And without a constant awareness level of having Tvilim on him, there is no Kiyum Mitzvah Saseh of Tvilim, or maybe there is a Kiyum Mitzvah Saseh of Tvilim, but at the same time there's a Zilzul in Tvilim. So the other ones wouldn't be allowed to wear it. That has to be seen. But again, the basics that we're discussing over here is the two shittas of the Rosh and the Rambam, the Ramban, whether the Isser of Hesach Adas and Tvilim is an Isser of Schoich and Kalas Rosh, and the Mele by Menamnem it's not, or the essential din of being Mamashmash with Tvilim is a Kiyum of not being Masir Das and Tvilim. Nothing to do with Schoich and Kalas Rosh. We said Nafkamina Legami Menamnem, and we're discussing also Legami Ditzitz, and we discussed the first point, whether the Shemois that are the cause of the din of Isur Hezkadat and Tvil Natsit, is that a consideration of the Shemois themselves? Or what we're saying is that the Shemois render the Tvil, render the Tzitz, and one is not allowed to be Mesir Das from the Tvil, from the Tzitz themselves.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.